I had tinkered in high school with my friend John Nichols, who was in Braintree with me. Like, we went way back, and like in eighth grade, we wrote something for the junior high orchestra, which is in District 97. That's where the name comes from. And we also did that in high school. So I had inclinations towards a classical kind of development of my music. It's not that we're necessarily averse to playing in 4/4, but just the stuff that I tend to hear when I'm composing, generally, I just have a proclivity to odd time signatures. I mean, it just goes back to the music that kind of really grabbed me growing up. The stuff that started me on the whole progressive rock thing was Yes. Pretty much everything they did in the 1970s was a huge influence. And from there, other English progressive rock bands of the 70s, like King Crimson was another big one, Gentle Giant, Rush, though they're Canadian, and some newer bands like Dream Theater. I mean, that kind of, I kind of, but lately I've sort of, I kind of like combining the odd time signatures with, it's kind of a poppier sound, because I think that's something that hasn't been explored too
Right.
thoroughly yet. So that's kind of where Leslie comes in on vocals. She's an amazing pop singer. So throwing that over the top of crazy time signatures and like metal kind of stuff, I think it's a very interesting juxtaposition. I think that's where the strength of the band is at the moment. I think it's a very promising group of people. I think there's definite chemistry between the six of us, and I'm excited about capturing that for posterity. One big turning point was with Katinka, because initially she was kind of an adjunct member of the band, and then she was so enthusiastic about it, kind of kept growing. And so I kind of took it upon myself to write cello arrangements on pretty much every song, and that really kind of upped the ante. She's just willing to dive headfirst into any musical challenge, so that kind of gave me the license to write something that's at a blistering speed at a really long time with no breaths really whatsoever. And I thought the results were pretty good. And I think she liked them too. I'm hoping that this album, I'm fairly confident it's going to be a lavish enough production and developed to the point where it's going to be able to stand up to most recordings that are coming out these days.